Are you connected? It seems that we all have to be connected in today's world. Facebook, instant messenger, texting, emails, Twitter, Instagram. The list goes on and on. And just when I think that I figured out how to use one of them, there seems to be a new one. I have Instagram, but I still haven't figured out what to do with it or how to use it. I have learning to do. The internet's great, and I have to confess, I enjoy the spontaneity and being able to keep in touch so easily with people. I'm getting to know cousins that I hadn't seen since childhood, and I'm able to see my grandchildren and talk to them face to face on the internet. It's great, and it's all about being connected. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. What does it mean to abide? The word itself holds the meaning of to remain, to stay, to reside, to stay connected. But what does it mean to abide with Jesus and to bear fruit? As I read this passage, I was struck by how often the word abide is used. 8 times in 8 verses, and 40 times in John's Gospel. Osvaldo Vina says the word abide, as John uses it, is used to indicate loyalty or deep attachment, especially to Jesus, but also to God. Jesus uses the imagery of the vine to enable us to see our connection to him and the Father. Although he doesn't tell us the type of vine, it likely would have been a grapevine, because the grapevine was extremely important and its products to the Hebrew life. In Deuteronomy, God tells a man, said that a man was exempted from war if his vineyard hadn't yet produced its first fruit. Caring for the vineyard was important work. I looked on the internet and found out that grapevines need good air circulation around the slender vine-like branches, loose but not too fertile soil, and planting them on a slope is good because they need good drainage, the support of an arbor or trellis, and lots of sun, and also pruning. A vineyard needs a good vine grower, and that's just what we have. God provides the support we need, the trellis, if you will, through the word and sacrament and the Christian community. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. God, our Father, is cultivating, caring for the vineyard. I don't think we should overlook the vineyard's importance. Here Jesus is telling his disciples to remain deeply attached to him. They are the branches that will carry on his work when he is gone. We, along with the disciples, are asked to be a part of God's vineyard here on earth. We are the branches. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. These words invite us into an intimate relationship with Jesus. We are connected to him, and there is also a promise. With Jesus, we can bear fruit, but without him, we cannot. There are so many images that come to mind as I think of the relationship of the vine and the branches and the caretaker, the vine owner who cultivates and cares for it. The branches make their home in the vine and are cared for by the grower. In the preceding chapter, Jesus told his disciples he was going to prepare a place for them. He said, believe, and then he said, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. The Greek word for dwelling places has the same root as abide, and the same word is used when Jesus says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Maida Stamper writes, "The vine is another way of talking about abiding places, places where one is deeply at home. And both the vine and the abiding places are ways of talking about love. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away. Like a branch and withers, such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." Abiding with Jesus is the essential thing needed in order to fulfill his imperative to bear fruit. And to do that, the branches must be attached to the vine. We hear the phrase fruit, bear fruit, 6 times in these 8 verses. The metaphor of the vine and the branches come right after Jesus has told his disciples that he is going to the Father. And then he said that he does as the Father has commanded me. I wonder how the disciples understood the imagery of the vine and the branches. If they understood that it was a call to continue doing the work Jesus had started. Caroline Lewis says, "The image of the vine offers a picture by which the disciples may see themselves as able to do as commanded because of their connection to the vine." Abiding seems to be the key to being fruitful in this metaphor. But I have to ask this question. What does abiding, staying connected with Jesus, look like? We're all familiar with what it means to be connected. We have computers and cell phones, but those connections aren't always reliable. What happens when you're trying to access the internet and that little yellow triangle appears on the screen of your computer and you realize that you're unconnected? There is no connection. Then what? Do you call someone? Wait? Or go somewhere else where there is Wi-Fi? What happens if we become disconnected from Jesus? Unlike Wi-Fi and all of our other technology that can and does break down on occasion, our connection to Jesus is unbreakable. It doesn't depend on wires or satellites or the power grid. In our baptism, God has claimed us, sealed us with his Holy Spirit, and marked us with the cross of Christ forever. We belong to Jesus Christ, and he does not turn away from us. We connect when we receive our Lord's Supper and when we hear the Word of God in our community and through our prayer. God's connection is the one that never fails. We are connected. By abiding in Jesus, he abides in us, and we are able to bear fruit and serve as he has commanded. And Jesus says, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Amen.